It's really interesting when it comes to introducing the names of the heroes in the Alanisim. So, B'mei Matisyahu ben Yechanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Avonav, where Matisyahu is clearly named with his father's name together. On the other hand, it's B'mei Mordechai Esther, implying that the fact that he's ben Yochanan is significant here. Now, the Sifsei Chaim explains and unpacks his name. Matisyahu means he realizes that everything is Matas Yidkei Vav, that everything is a gift from Hashem. All of his circumstances, all of his abilities are a gift from Hashem. Yochanan is Yidvav Chanan, that again, Hashem has granted him, has given him grace. He gave it all to him as a free gift. When a person lives with the realization that everything that he has, even the things that are natural to him or her, are a gift, and they're, free gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're the kind of person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Nisim for. Because you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can work through you. You can be a kli. Because there's no room for the anoichi, there's no room for the ego. That's really in this week's Sedra. Yosef HaTzadik is able to say, Biladai, it's not me. It was his moment of glory, standing in front of Paro. He could have said, sure, I'll do it, no problem. He doesn't. Biladai elikim yad. Hashem will answer. Matisyahu, everything that I have is a gift from Hashem, and therefore his ego can step aside, and he can actually go and fight for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he got to this level where he realizes that even teva, even things that are natural, are a chesed from Hashem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nisim for him, performs miracles for him, in order to be mechazek his emunah, to strengthen his faith. Perhaps that's also what the Gemara means, says the Sifsei Chaim in Brachos. If you see Chananya, Chanina in a dream, Yochanan in a dream, you get Nisi Nisim, all kinds of miracles. When you realize that everything is really a free gift from Hashem, miracles can happen. So Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was this Yochanan? So some say he was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, who was from the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And Yochanan took over from Shimon HaTzadik. But Matisyahu wasn't a Kohen Gadol, because it's Matisyahu ben Yochanan who was the Kohen Gadol. Because unfortunately at that time, the office of Kohen Gadol had become corrupt. And therefore Matisyahu was a Kohen, a faithful Kohen, a Kohen that was able to go out and fight for Hashem. He was the son of a Kohen Gadol. Maybe by rights it should have been him. But unfortunately in the time of Jason and Menelaus and all these other Kohenim Gadolim with Greek names and Greek culture, it was so corrupt. He realizes what he has to go and fight for. Chashmonai, from the family of the Hasmoneans. Others say, on the other hand, Chashmanim, Chashmaina, Zalashnim, Chashivas, they were Chashuvim, and therefore they're called Chashmanim. Then we contrast, after mentioning these tzaddikim, with this Lashon of importance and dedication. Kasham da Malchus Yavon, Rashar Amcha Yisrael. Malchus Yavon, it was a Malchus, it was a kingdom, with control of pure evil. Their whole desire was to subjugate Am Yisrael, Al Amcha Yisrael, where the goal was plain and simple. La'ashkicham terasecha, la'haviram mechikeret zonecha. And perhaps this is the difference, obviously, this is the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim is la'hashmid la'harag la'abed. Chanukah is a war against the soul. Unfortunately, Chanukah time, the main war was against the Misyavnim, against the Jews who followed in the path of the Yavanim and wanted Jewish culture, Jewish life to be fundamentally Greek. And at that point, there has to be a war, there has to be a fight and a battle.